to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, sacred, powerful tribe. Thank you so much, everyone in the wisdom community, for being here. I'm Ian Shelley, and I'm so happy that you're all here today. We have a very, very special show for you. I wanted to say thank you for bringing your incredible vibration and for aligning with the frequency of expansion, because we're here to expand, we're here to accelerate our ascension and activate the points of light that we are. We're here to step into our power and to awaken to our inherent sovereignty. Every single one of us, each and every one of us, is inherently divine, inherently sovereign. So let us now invoke the ancient ones and the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts. And we are also in deep gratitude to all the beloved beings for bringing us all together here as a collective. So let me introduce our next guest to you. An accidental entrepreneur, Raquel Spencer, has spent the last decade working with people around the globe, assisting thousands of participants to step into a new level of personal and spiritual clarity. Her unique gifts and skills provide a fast and effective way to clear emotional, mental, and physical blocks, which empower her clients to experience a deeper spiritual connection and an improved quality of life. Her own life shifted profoundly after waking from a 5-week unexplained coma, which marked the beginning of her own spiritual awakening. Raquel is considered one of the next generation's transformational visionaries and leaders, and works within the quantum field of light and sound, bringing through energetic activations which clear, upgrade, and align your divine vehicle of light, which are your physical and energetic bodies. She states, "You are a bioelectrical, biochemical supercomputer of light. The omnipresence of your multidimensional self is always present. However, if your divine vehicle or supercomputer is not functioning at an appropriate level, your ability to communicate, connect, and integrate that level of your consciousness is compromised. Unique to the field, her work is not a repackaged spin on any other modalities or traditions, but referred to as a multidimensional energetic or energy electrician, cellular light specialist, and quantum light and sound specialist. Her skills come from direct access to higher states of consciousness and memory." So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Raquel back to the show. Welcome, Raquel.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Beautiful. Well, today, Raquel is going to be speaking to us about navigating the world we are living in. I don't know, many of you feel that things are not the same. In fact, they're not the same. And we'll ask Raquel, we'll ask Raquel about that. So, you know, during the show, you'll really get a deeper understanding of what stepping into sovereignty really means, and really also open up to see the totality of your role in the current situation, also talking about mastering your emotional responses to create the new reality. And Raquel is going to be doing an activation today. So we're actually not going to be doing the phones today, but we are going to be guided by Raquel. Raquel's going to take us through a beautiful activation a little bit later on in the show. Raquel, again, welcome to the show. I wanted to start with having you maybe in your own words share for the benefit of those who haven't heard you before. I know you were on fairly recently, a month or so ago, but share with us your journey and what happened when you awoke from your 5-week-long coma.
Oh my gosh, that was so many bazillion eons ago. It's so funny. Even our last call seems like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I went through a unexplained coma back when I was 20 years old. So we're talking 35 years ago. It was back in 1985 that I slipped into a coma. There was no accident. There was no illness. There was no reason on any physical level why this should have happened. But it was a point in time on my timeline where I agreed to integrate and bring in a huge amount of my knowledge from all of my sojourns throughout the cosmos. And so I, unknown at that time, of course, didn't realize what was happening, went into that coma for 5 weeks, blessed my family. I was pronounced dead 3 times and survived it all. When I came out of it, I had no idea what had happened. I just knew that absolutely nothing was the same, and yet everything was the same. And I began a 5-year journey of integrating what had actually happened during that 5-week coma. So it took me a year for every week I was under to actually integrate it into this level of consciousness. And what had transpired during that time was my body got completely rewired to be able to hold the level of consciousness and bring in my gifts so that I could bring them forward to the world. However, it was approximately another 20 years before the world was ready to receive what I was going to bring through. So I walked between the worlds for almost 20 years working in corporate America and acting like I was very normal, ha, 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 while having multidimensional experiences that I knew were much more real than what I was seeing around me. Mm-hmm. And so as I went through that integration process, I was taken all over the world, taken, ha, ha, ha. I was prompted by my higher self and source energy to go on vacation, ha, ha. That was my favorite word. I'm going to go on vacation over here, only to be taken to a place where there was major connections and downloads and stargates and things that I needed to work on. But Spirit always got me there under the guise of a beautiful vacation. And I spent about 20 years traveling periodically all over the world, picking up codes, picking up information, opening stargates, closing stargates, until the point when Spirit said, they're ready, it's time, and go do the work. And, of course, I didn't have a clue what that meant. And so there hence comes the accidental entrepreneur, because I had no idea it was going to be a spiritual business that it turned into. And here I sit a decade later, being in, I hope, very high service to humanity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, quite a journey, quite a journey. And here you are, exactly. And we are ready to receive. We are ready to receive your gifts, and we're ready to receive your wisdom that you're going to be sharing with us today. And I think all of us, Raquel, even if we don't necessarily understand or know what is happening, exactly how things are unfolding, I think everyone here in the community, I think I can speak for most people, know that things will never be the same. And
they will never be the same.
Yeah. We're looking at this through different lenses, through different perspectives and paradigms. And as someone who connects with the various realms and your guides, and you have for the last 10 years, even more, can you share with us what you're seeing, hearing, feeling, what we're experiencing now, what we're going through as a species on here on the planet?
You bet. You want a really high level? Let's do a really high level of what's going on. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to back up just a little bit. Okay. So back in 1987, many of you may have heard of a point in the timeline called the harmonic convergence. Had you heard about that, Ian?
Yes.
Not back
yes.
in 1987. Mm-hmm. And in 1987, there was a decision made in the higher realms of a go, no go, is really kind of what it was, right? And we made the decision back in 1987 to do something that had never been done. This planet had gone through several reseedings, if you will. The whole species wiped out and reseeded again for a new experience. But in 19, as the Earth would upshift, we would reseed it, we would play out a new scenario and evolve from there. Well, back in 1987, we made the decision that we were going to go ahead and ascend planet Earth, Gaia, if you will, to the next level. But rather than wiping everything out and reseeding her, we were going to do something that has never been done before and actually ascend into the next level of consciousness with all life upon her ascending as well. Okay. And so that's why a lot of people, you know, the 2012 was when the original timeline was set for the reseeding to happen, was in 2012. But of course, 2012 came and went, and everybody was like, well, what the hell? I thought that was supposed to be it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in the original game plan, that was the case. But in 2012, of course, it was just a date in the calendar as far as nothing really massively happened on a global scale. Well, let's fast forward 8 years later. This universe is built on a frequency of 8, okay? And so from 2012 to 2020, there was another huge wave, which most of the audience will probably be able to attest to, another huge wave of awakening that happened. Many, many more light workers started going, getting the prompts from their higher selves to explore. They knew that there was so much more going on. And so from 2012 until now, there was a relatively good push to get many light workers waking up to the truth of what was going on. And so let's fast forward to 2020. Well, let's do a little bit bigger picture, Ian. This universe, as we know, was created to experience separation. The universe itself was created to experience duality and polarity. Okay? And so throughout this universe, that experience has been going on in many systems, on many planetary systems, and in many different planets and galaxies throughout this universe. Okay? And so when we, and I'm given a lot here, so everybody mm-hmm. just take a nice deep breath. This might be new stuff for a lot of you. So when we fell at the end of Atlantis, and we went from a 12-strand DNA down into a 2-strand DNA, we as a collective, meaning everyone here, made the decision to dive even deeper into the exploration of what it meant to feel like we were separate from Source. Okay, so the fall that happened after Atlantis was a collective agreement that we were going to even take this experiment further and see if we could get back to Source. Okay, hence what we are experiencing now and what we've experienced for the last several thousand years on this planet when we went from 12-strand DNA down to 2-strand DNA, right? And so we hit 2020, and on February 2nd, and I spoke briefly, I believe, about this in the last show we did together. If we did it in March, it's just time is I've just lost all time. So I believe we got together in March, but in February of this year, on February 2nd, we walked through another energetic portal, and I have been saying, since anybody started to listen to me, ha, 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 that we were in a specific time in cosmic history because of the placement within the cosmos, where we were in the cosmos, okay? And so on February 2nd of this year, we walked through another portal where we literally moved from a binary system into a unity system. And in this reality, we have two different, this world experience is in the quantum field, right? Everything is happening in the now moment in the quantum. It's only when we're here in this reality that we have the perception of time and that things move on a linear. But truly everything is happening in the quantum level. And at that point on February 2nd was another massive go, no-go. And at that point in time, we began unraveling what we refer to as the quantum dark, okay? We live in a reality of duality. There is the quantum light and there is the quantum dark. That's how you experience duality, right? Both sides of the coin. And what most of us here don't realize is that everyone that has played a major role in the quantum light has equally played a major role in the quantum dark. There is no judgment. It just simply was part of the experience that we all chose to do, to experience the highest levels of light and the highest levels of dark, the positive, the negative, the yin, the yang, the polarity, okay? Well, on February 2nd, the go, no-go began to unravel what we call the quantum dark at the lowest levels of consciousness and all the way through, all the way up through all of the dimensions in which the quantum dark has been influencing this quadrant of the universe, if you will, in this galactic, in this galaxy, and all the way down here to Earth. Okay. Look at what has started to play out since the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Think of what has accelerated since February 2nd. All the things that are coming to light. There's a lot that is going on. And I want to preface this, Ian, and I'm sorry I'm talking a lot, but I think this is really important for people to understand. There is, when we went down the fall from grace, that a lot of people call it, when we fell from the level that we were at the time of Atlantis and Lemuria, down to the two-strand DNA, there really was a lot that took place to disconnect us even further, okay? So that we didn't have that experience of being connected to Source. That's what we all agreed to. Yet it got a little out of hand on the human perspective, right? From
that's
the higher levels, it's played out. At the higher levels, it's played out exactly as we intended. But here on the planet, in these human bodies, when we think we're just, you know, this, that all we are is a single stream of life consciousness, right? We all have multiple streams of consciousness going on, playing out throughout the universe. We also all have multiple streams, life streams, playing out on the planet right now. Okay, we are master souls. We are very advanced souls that have come in and embodied at this time, and I've been saying it again for years and years, we are all multidimensional masters of light. Well, this is kind of where the rubber meets the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once we move through that portal on February 2nd, there is much that is being played out that is removing what many would refer to as the shackles, okay? There's a lot that's coming to light about different kinds of scenarios playing out on the planet, powers that be, the dark state, the Illuminati, all these kinds of different things, the COVID-19 virus, that is playing out in various scenarios. We have multiple plots, if you will, to use that term in a way to lighten things up. If you look at what's happening in the world as a great big movie with multiple plots going on, all of which are designed to shake people to the core and get them to wake up. Okay? So it's all being played out perfectly, although down here it's like, holy shit, what's going on,
right?
And we're seeing all these things play out and, you know, the COVID-19 and all the conspiracy theories, although I don't even like that word because they're not conspiracy at all. They're quite logical theories. You know, we've got all kinds of different plots that have been going on for quite a while, but many that have been accelerated right now. And they are designed to awaken. Nobody that are muggles, right? I'm calling them the muggles. I like the muggles. I like that word. Those that are really asleep, they do not wake up when things are hunky-dory. It usually takes a shock or a catastrophe of sorts, right? Something to rattle their awareness,
yeah.
To rattle their core. And that is what we are going through right now. The scenarios and the plots that are playing out are to get people who are very awake, going through their mindless lives, not paying attention to anything but greed and money and what could they get next and, you know, the material world. It's really making everybody stop and rattling their core. And this is designed. This is designed because it is time right now to have a mass awakening. And these different plot scenarios are doing that job. They're in process, right? They're in process right now. And so when we start talking about being a sovereign being on this planet, that has many levels to the connotation of sovereignty, okay? From the higher perspective, we have been unlocking Gaia herself, the planet that has been locked down from receiving the frequencies from source energy. We are unlocking quite a bit in the human psyche to get them to wake up and remember that you have to stand in your sovereign rights. You have to take your power back. We as a collective, a human collective, have continued to give our power away for thousands and thousands of years. And it is in this moment, in this time, in this now moment that we are all being challenged to awaken, to open our eyes, to choose sovereignty of our bodies, to true sovereignty of our information. I mean, all the different layers, not just even our spiritual, but our physical sovereignty as a human, as a divine human, okay? So there's as many layers to this as you can possibly imagine, from the most mundane human all the way up into the highest levels of our spiritual nature. Because what is happening is that even our bodies, and this is one of the areas that I'm an expert in, our body suits, our bioelectrical, biochemical, physical body suits are going through another massive, massive recalibration to be able to hold higher frequencies of light. And so things are playing out very quickly, very fast, because we walk through that portal. And not only are we unraveling the quantum dark, and all of us who have played roles in those aspects in the higher realms, and everybody's like, well, what do you mean, dark aspects in the higher realms? There are absolutely dark experiences. Many people have heard about the Draconians and the Reptilians. We've heard about the galactic wars that have been going on for years and years. And most of the beautiful light workers here haven't really wanted to look at that. They really just wanted to focus on the light, which has been beautiful. But now we're ready to bring it all back into balance. We're ready to unravel that. And all of us have played in those realms of the draconians and the reptilians and the galactic wars. And it's about stepping in and loving that aspect of yourself, knowing it was as much a part of the divine as the light side was. It's all source energy, experiencing source energy for the experience and the experiment of understanding what separation from source was like. And so this is where we are sitting, as we are sitting the day after the 5-5 portal, in this beautiful unraveling of so much which has kept us locked down into this low vibration, this lower frequency of the third dimension. And much is being broken through. Much is being, there's lots of breakthroughs. There's the word.
Yeah.
Lots of breakthroughs that are happening at the quantum level, at the physical level, at the energetic level, at the consciousness level, at the personality level, at the egoic structure level. There's so much that is happening. And this pause that all of most of us have been able to experience, I know there are many who are still working, but for most of the world, this pause with the COVID-19 has been absolutely necessary to reprioritize, to have the downtime, to start understanding that, oh my gosh, those in charge may not necessarily have our best human nature at the forefront of why they're doing things, right?
Right.
That it's time to get our head out of the sand and pay attention, that it's okay to stand in our power and say, you know, no, you're not going to put things in my body against my will. You're ready to stand up and say, I know my truth. I've stopped long enough to pay attention to what's going on in the outer reality, and I choose to be my own sovereign self. So there's just a lot that is really amazing happening, and from a human experience, looks pretty darn scary for the muggles. Most of the light workers, were prepared. There's enough in your hearts to know that this is all playing out perfectly. But the muggles, the mainstream, are really getting shook up. And that's where we, who have been preparing for this, this is what we came in for, who have been preparing for this, who have been getting in our hearts, who understand frequency, who know how to connect in with our higher selves and have that internal deep knowing that this is absolutely perfect. That's where we stand in our sovereignty, in our truth, in our knowing, and hold that vibrancy or vibration and frequency for the rest of the world to catch up.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
So how was that? How was that for an overview?
Okay. Yeah, beautiful. We were all wrapped and listening. Really taking it all in and feeling what you were saying. So wonderful. So I've got some follow-up questions. I'm gonna tie it into actually something that someone wrote in. I'm just scanning some of the questions, and here's one that's particularly poignant. I won't ask it quite yet. It's not a personal question. It's a question for everyone.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, when we started hearing the news, there was, you know, we're still integrated with the muggles, so to speak, and I'm not using that term derogatorily. I'm just, you know, saying, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still integrated. So, you know, I think most people have gone through some degree of metamorphosis or some degree of reflection and contemplation, and, you know, on that continuum of what's happening from a 3D level to a, wait a minute,
right,
this is the way it's meant to be, and it's playing out the way it's meant to play. And, you know, I think we've actually done, you know, for me personally, I went from a little bit of fear in the beginning when as I try to integrate what was going on to now completely fearless around this. So I can see the right. transformation in myself.
Right.
And you mentioned that we are masters here on earth, and you also mentioned that this is designed, you know, to shake us all up. And sometimes I think we find ourselves not acting like the masters we are. And sometimes we find ourselves maybe a little too shaken up than we'd like. And so I'm going to ask Marek's question from, Marek writes in from Warsaw in Poland. And Marek is saying, what can we do to connect with our divine light and source to the fullest now, especially when darkness is so powerful all around us? How can we remember our divine power? And I think Marek's question is so, so perfect, really as a question on behalf of everyone. I think people are asking that same question. You know, we absolutely want to align more with the higher frequencies. But maybe a little bit of guidance around that would be lovely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I'm going to say, you've probably heard before from others, but one of the very, very first things that needs to really happen is to realize that what, you know, we're referring to as the darkness. The things that are coming to light, all the dark agendas that are playing out, to actually move into a place in your heart where you recognize that all of that is actually divine source energy as well. This is a very important piece of what is happening. We look at the news, we look at what's happening, and you have to be able to drop in and recognize the magnificence. And this is crazy, I know. From a human perspective, this can be the biggest challenge. Because we go through multiple layers, right? We go through, first of all, we get really angry. Then people kind of get into fear. And then we have to step into the acknowledgement that even those that we are seeing play out these massive roles that are contradictory to what we believe is good, right? In this good, evil, right, wrong duality scenario we're playing out, we have to be able to move into a space of recognizing that they are playing their role beautifully as a being of source energy. They are source just as much as we are. And start to recognize our role within that particular side of the equation. All of us have contributed in one way or another, in past lives, in this life, in lives and streams in which we aren't even incarnate on the planet. We've all played roles to bring us to this particular experience. And it is within that recognition of recognizing that it's all source energy, moving into your heart and being in gratitude. And I know you're like, what? I'm saying, yes, being in gratitude that they are willing to play those roles to be the massive catalyst. And that you also have played roles in the past or the present now where you were playing on the opposite side of the light, and that it is all source energy experiencing source energy. And then when you can move into that space of recognizing, oh, I had a part in this. Whether you really, you know, we've all been living in this reality and allowing the things that have happened from previous generations to continue, right? We've all had some role in bringing us to this space and this time. And to really move into forgiveness, if we need to go there, right? Really stepping into knowing that this is all source energy playing out, recognizing all of the players and everything that is happening, that it is really being orchestrated at a very divine level and then moving back into that space of love and the space of awareness. And when you can get there, out of your head, out of your thinking and, oh my gosh, and all the anger and what's going on and the, you know, this virus and the money and the dark, I mean, all the stuff that's happening. How am I going to survive this? What's going on? When you can get back into the heart, live from the heart, be in a space of love, and then connect in to, and ask to see the bigger picture and your role within it, then you will be able to move into a higher frequency and maintain it much longer. Be able to actually sit in that frequency and receive higher divine guidance. But we are being asked to recognize our contribution, right? And recognize what is happening out there and the players and the people and the, you know, all the different things that have polarized us, all the politics, all the, I mean, everything that has polarized us and continues to polarize until it unifies.
Yeah.
Until we can get to the point where we can see both sides playing out the role to bring us into that unification of coming back into love, into sovereignty, into standing in our own rights and knowing that we have all played a part. And we are now leading this reality, humanity, into a completely new way of experiencing life. And what a lot of people are, one of the things I want to do to kind of give some, I don't necessarily like the word hope, but that's the only word I can think of at the moment. Many are sitting in a space going, okay, but I can't see what's coming. I can't see how all of this is going to make a difference and how we are really going to change. This is a problem because, you know, we know in our souls that we are here to shift the consciousness of humanity. And we're sitting in a space where, wow, shit is hitting the fan. And it is, we know it's happening. But many of us can't see how the hell is all this going to play out. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can't see it because it hasn't even been downloaded yet. The blueprints are in the etheric, but we have not been able to tap into what is going to come next. And then you're like, well, what should I do? How should I study? How should I prepare? How you should prepare is to stay in your heart, because when the time is right, when we've hit a high enough collective frequency, this is not anything that's going to be learned. It's not anything that's been here before. We are going to download it and bring it into the consciousness. And so as we sit here, the biggest and most effective thing you can do is to stay in your heart, stay in that frequency of love, recognize what is playing out in this reality is being orchestrated, and it's being orchestrated at a very high universal level, and that all of us have aspects in higher dimensional body suits, if you will, that are also orchestrating it. So it is us that is orchestrating all of this. Does that make sense?
It does, and it very, very much does make sense. And I know that as I have journeyed to staying in my heart more, that's part of the whole metamorphosis that I underwent, where I transitioned to the fearlessness. And
yes.
Just having, it's really, it's a knowing, it's a state of being that brings upon deep calmness and peace and love. And I'm not in that state of being at all times, but I absolutely know what you're speaking about, because my being resonates with what you're saying, and I can recognize what you're saying. And Raquel, you've also spoken about using our intuition now. You've spoken about being more telepathic now. And as
right.
we begin to use our intuition more and tune into more of our telepathic, I was going to say abilities, but yeah, I'll just use that word abilities, those aspects of us will become stronger and stronger. So can you share
Absolutely.
With everyone today some guidance around how to better tap into intuition and telepathy as a way for us to, I guess, become stronger throughout this period?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the key things, and again, if you followed my work at all, I've talked about how you absolutely have to live from the heart. Anytime you find yourself thinking from your head, you're operating from the wrong space within your bioelectrical, biochemical body suit. It is our human physical form, okay? Your central operating apparatus is at the center of your heart chakra, okay? The center of your body, the center of your heart chakra. And so you have to be operating from there. Anytime that you find yourself thinking in your head, you're going to start going to worry. That's where you tap into mass consciousness. You have to be operating from your heart. You are not going to get guidance from your head, ever. Okay? So it has to come through the heart. And it is truly a heart mechanism. It is literally a piece of hardware, if you will, right? That is your antenna into higher frequencies of light, higher source information coming in. And so the more you can drop into your heart and actually operate from there, the clearer the frequency and the communication you will be able to receive. Now, here's one of the really kind of cool things that is happening. Because so much of the dark quantum is being cleared out at this time in big collective containers, okay, big pieces that have locked us down into the lower vibration. They're actually being unlocked and unzipped, if you will, and being upgraded and reshifted into higher vibrations. Because of that, we are now starting to be able to access on a bigger scale, more of us. More of the collective, if you will, right? We're being able to connect in with much, much, much more higher conscious beings, okay? And so, you know, many of you on the call probably are aware of, you know, the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Arcturians and the, who am I forgetting? Assyrians and those are kind of the usual suspects, right? Of beings of light and councils of light that we, you know, Ashtar Command and all of the galactic commands and groups that you feel very, very comfortable with. Well, most of those have been operating between the fifth and 11th dimensional dimensions. Okay, we're now able to start accessing beams of light, groups of beings that are operating at the 20th and 30th dimensions of light. And they're not in human body suits. They're not the usual suspects. But they are very, very, very high-level beings. And most of us have aspects that are operating in those levels of consciousness. And so it is time to start calling forth your teams. And those teams will be led by an aspect of you. And so it's time to start calling in your higher dimensional teams of light to come in and assist you. and to be open to be seeing these beams of light in very different body suits. One that most people will be more easy to actually connect in with are a group called the Pashants. And there is a huge wave of Pashants that are getting ready to come in. They operate between the 25th and 30th dimensions of light. And they are extremely highly advanced beings that are coming in, and they will come in the etheric. You will see them in your dream states, in your meditations, maybe even some, you can feel, I can feel them coming in. Can you feel them right now? Holy shit, there's a whole wave that just came in. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody just take a nice deep breath. Your Pashant teams are wanting to come in. They are the feline, the lion beings that are, they walk upright, but they're the lion beings. Okay, most of them, most of you think they came from Lyra. Okay, they actually came from a system beyond Lyra, but that's where they first came into this solar system, was the Lyra gateway. And they are, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of them that have been waiting for the frequency for this COVID virus to clear out as much as it has, because the COVID virus is actually releasing and taking down a lot of malware that has been installed in our physical and energetic bodies. And so they've been waiting for the COVID-19 to clear that out. And they're ready to actually come in and start making contact. So when you sit in your heart and you ask to be given more guidance, connecting with your higher self, it is now appropriate. And Ian, you've known me a long time. I've never said connecting with your teams. I've always said go direct with your own higher self, because there was so much interference from the dark quantum levels of light. We've cleared enough of those out, and it's time to start calling in your teams, and they will start showing up for you to help give you guidance. The Pashants are very much, you know, just like the courage of a lion, right? They're coming in to give us the courage to walk through these next phases of really opening up the consciousness on the planet. The dragons are coming in. There are multiple species of dragons coming in from another system. Most of us have dragon teams that are coming in. They're here coming in to help us birth the new. There is just so much support that is coming in that doesn't have anything to do with a human body suit. So be willing to open up your heart. You always ask, are you of divine light? Are you of source energy? Are you pure source energy? You ask them to stand in that truth, in your knowing, so you know that you can trust them, right, if you have any question. And then ask them to come in and assist you. They're going to start bringing in. They're the ones that are going to help start downloading the new information of how we create this new reality. And many on the you know, call would be going like, well, wait a minute, I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I don't know how I can be of help. Well, you don't, because it's not here yet. But you will. Downloads will start coming in, and you will start taking action in ways that you couldn't even begin to imagine before all of this came about in our beautiful Clear Vision 2020 year, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we came into this year, it was like, woohoo, Clear Vision, it's going to be such an amazing year. Woohoo, Clear Vision. Well, you bet, we're getting Clear Vision. It's just not playing out at all what we anticipated. But when you think about it, you know, to bring in the new, you have to dismantle all the old. The old has to be dismantled, and that's what we're in right now.
Yep.
Exactly. And it just doesn't look as pretty as everyone wanted, right? Mm-hmm. Because people don't change if things are easy. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of the human race. If things are happy and easy, oh, there's no reason to change. They just keep doing what they're doing. It took something this big to make people stop and shift. Mm-hmm. But to connect in You go into your heart. You will not get it any other way. You have to receive this information from your heart chakra. And every single day, you ask your heart chakra to expand, to open up the communication level through your heart chakra and your high heart. This is the only way the true information can come into your system and into your consciousness. So you ask it to expand, your heart to expand, and to start integrating that down into the lower chakras. The lower chakras, you know, I just laugh. It's like, oh my gosh, haven't we done enough? We've only just begun of clearing our bodies, clearing our chakras. All the work I've been doing for the last 20 years, and spirit is like, oh, you've just begun. And I'm like, what? And they're like, oh, no, there's whole new body since.
Raquel, are you there still? Let's see. Oh, Raquel just dropped, but she'll be dialing right back in. So let me just make sure she knows. She's probably chatting. So let me just quickly give her a quick pop-up message and let her know that she needs to dial back in. So while I'm doing that, so Raquel is going to be taking everyone through an activation a little bit later on. Won't be too long now, so make sure you're on for that. Let me just tell her she dropped. You can probably all hear me typing. Okay, there we go. Okay. Maybe there's thunderstorms where she's at right now. The summer thunderstorms are rolling in the warm areas. Let me just send something to her quickly. Thanks for your patience, everyone. Just be a moment.
I'm back.
That was fast. You must have been in the quantum because you came back so fast. All right.
Oh, good.
Collapsed all time space realities. Collapsed all time space
realities. Exactly.
Reality. Yeah. Well, welcome back. It is amazing to have you here. I wanted to. should we start again? No. I was sharing with everyone that very shortly you'll be doing an activation for everyone on the call. And so, what if you wouldn't mind? I'm not going to have you do that now because actually, what I'd love for you to do now is show people how you can support them to a greater degree through your Realizing Personal Mastery program. I think people are really looking for that support. It's not necessarily that we need tremendous support, but I think we absolutely, as a community, do need to hear about the ways that we can be supported because we can't do it alone. And community is so much, so important. And teachers like yourself are so important right now. So two things, and I know I can get ahead of myself sometimes, but two things. Can you share with us, before you talk about your personal mastery program, what the activation is going to be so people have a sense what you'll be sharing and what you'll be taking them through probably in about 10 minutes.
You know what? I would love to, Ian, but the truth of the matter is that I am just the facilitator. And once I drop in, I'll know. But right at this moment, I can guess that it would probably be something to help release the identity of the personality to actually step into a higher level of their true nature. But I can't guarantee that yet.
No problem.
I don't control any of it. I will drop in. I will tap into the fields in the now moment, and we will go. But
it will
definitely be something around helping you get out of the ego. And when I say ego, it's identification with who you think you are as this human and step you into who you really are as this advanced being of light on the planet to help ascend the planet herself.
Mm, beautiful. Well, we will receive, and we absolutely know and trust that whatever's going to come through you is what we all need, what the community, the tribe needs. So wonderful. Well, let me share with everyone who would like to follow along visually. So, you know, everyone, if you'd like to follow along visually as Raquel takes us through her program before we go on that, through that activation, click on the, if you're on the webinar page, click on the offer button, that's the orange one underneath Raquel's photograph. And if you're not on that page, just go ahead and type in WOTASHOW, that's WOTASHOW.com. /, Raquel, which is R-A-Q-U-E-L, I'm going to say that again, R-A-Q-U-E-L, and the number 10, 10. So it's WOTASHOW.com/Raquel10. And that'll take you to the Realizing Personal Mastery program that Raquel is bringing to the Wisdom community today. So Raquel, please take us through this and let us know what's included.
Absolutely. This is, I named this your RPMs, Realizing Personal Mastery, right? Room, room. I love that RPM. I thought it was cool.
Right.
But that's what came through, Realizing Personal Mastery. And this is 11 days worth of upgrades. The upgrades come through an MP3. That's about 20 to 25 minutes long that I always recommend listening to right before bed. It has multiple encoded poems that I brought through that are encoded. Each letter, each word in those poems are actually encoded to help you integrate. And also light language that I have brought through. That is a visual to really bypass the ego mind. And what this Realizing Personal Mastery really is all about is to balance, again, and I love this because it's so pertinent right now for everyone, it's balancing that masculine, feminine, that electrical, the magnetic, the yin, the yang, the dark, the light, right? As I was saying before, we've all played very high levels in the quantum light side of the spectrum, and we've also played equally as high levels in the quantum dark. Mm-hmm. So this is something that is really, so many light workers don't want to even go there. Oh, no, no, I'm just light. Oh, no, no, I'm just light. And I hate to tell you, that's not the way it works. You don't just get to the light and experience polarity. You play both sides. And that was the whole intention of the universal experiment anyway. So the more that you can really step into that knowing and know that truth and be ready to integrate that truth and balance it, the faster you can move through what we're going through right now and step into the truth of who you are, okay? And so this particular series really works on balancing all of that. And it is to help you step into a level of mastery. And I'm actually almost sick of the word mastery because it really doesn't even, it's so archaic. It doesn't hold the frequency of what this really brings through. Mm-hmm. And I find myself using that word still because I don't have a good alternative. But you are an advanced being of light, and this is going to help you step into actually operating from that advanced level of consciousness, right? It's an advanced level far beyond where you're sitting right now because it's going to help you integrate the light, the dark, the yin, the yang, the male, the female, all of the stuff, and bring you back into universal zero point. This is where we are as advanced beings, being able to move out of the judgments, to move out of the duality that we still, you know, being in a human body, this is how it was originally designed, right? And we're changing that design. That design is the old bodysuit. It's the old, and when I say bodysuit, I'm talking about your cellular structure. I'm talking about your energetic systems, right? I'm talking about mechanisms that were actually put in in the way that the DNA was structured when we brought it down from a 12-strand to a 2-strand DNA, where I'm talking about the way the brain works and the quadrants of the brain opening up. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. When I'm talking about bringing you back into balance and unlocking your body, unlocking your mechanisms so that you can step into a very different perspective and way of being, an advanced conscious being in a human body here at this time. And so it's 11 days of activations. There's the poems, the light language. There's a lot to this. And so it was such an intense, the MP3 activations, they had to be repeated 3 times. One, the first 3 days is the same activation because it goes so deep. That's what it takes to integrate it into your body. And that's why it ended up being so many different, so many days long. Usually I don't do an 11-day, but Spirit was like, this is what it's going to take for them to be able to integrate it effectively and shift on such a profound level. And so that's why I did 11 days worth.
Beautiful, beautiful. So this is something that it's 11 days, but we can go back and drink from the well again and again. Is this? So?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay. Everything that I do. Most of my clients repeat my series 2, sometimes 3, sometimes 4 times, because every time you go redo it, it meets you energetically where you are, and it upshifts you from there to the next level. And I've always found that profound. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Didn't know that was possible, but it does. So, but this will really bring you into a whole different level of balance and perspective as we walk through this beautiful experience that is playing out in this reality that is ultimately designed to really be the catalyst to bring us into that next level of consciousness.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to everyone here in the community. It's wonderful for everyone to get to work with you again and experience your work. I know that there's many, many people here throughout the community who just absolutely love working with you and just resonate with the beautiful truth that you bring. So thank you so much, Raquel, for bringing this to us. Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, if the time works for you, it definitely works for us.
It does.
To take us to that activation.
I can feel it coming. I can feel it coming. I can feel it coming. So that's awesome. That's awesome, Ian. If it's okay with everyone, let's drop in and let's rock and roll. Let's make this happen. So if everybody would please drop down into your heart, like I said, this is the only space in which you'll really receive all that is available for you. And so just bring your awareness down into your heart chakra. Gather up your conscious mind wherever it is, in your field or in your head. I usually like to throw a beautiful golden net or a multicolored net and just kind of gather it up as if I were gathering up pebbles or balloons or whatever, and then bring them all directly into the center of your heart. So all of your consciousness, all of your conscious thoughts, now feeling and hearing and experiencing that level of your awareness directly from your heart space. And take another nice deep breath and just let that heart expand. Let that heart and high heart merge into one unified field of light and just allow it to expand even further. And in the name of divine source and the light that I am, I ask that I be a clear, pure, and divine instrument in service to your higher self, calling forth the highest levels of light, wisdom, information, knowledge, and direct connection to source energy. Really loud, sharp, quick tone. We're going to open up the fields. And if you would, within your own heart, say silently to yourself, I am ready to recognize who I am as an advanced being of light. I am willing and ready to recognize and step into the highest level of my wisdom. I am willing and able to receive the next level of my divine consciousness. And I'm going to go down into the base level chakra. Many of us are still working on clearing out our lower chakras. There's a whole new level of quantum level chakras that are ready to get activated, but many, many, many on the planet are still very, there's lots to clear out in the bottom three chakras. Even with all the years of work we've done, we're hitting another level of unraveling. So I'm going directly down into the base chakra. I'm going to start spinning the megahertz of that chakra, increasing it quite a bit for many. So just bring your awareness back into your heart, and in your base chakra, it's going to start spinning faster and faster and faster, raising the megahertz of that chakra. Starting to open up your high heart to a new level to receive the high heart. The heart need to integrate fully down into the lower chakras. We're going to be working on the solar plexus and the sacral as well to unlock even deeper levels. And at this time, we're going to ask the highest level of your consciousness and awareness to expand, to receive whatever information is pertinent for you in this now moment. As we continue to raise your megahertz frequency spin of your base chakra and then moving up into the sacral chakra, opening that up as well, you may begin to feel quite a bit going on in the back of your head, in the higher mind region, as we begin to unlock and upgrade in that region of the body, which is where the mind mechanism is locked down into the lower states of consciousness. We're going to start to unlock that at the next level. And remember that you want to receive everything through the heart center. That is your true connection to source. That is your true connection to higher levels of your own advanced consciousness and light. Beautiful, beautiful. Take another nice deep breath. Heady in. Oof, I can see some of you spinning out. There's a lot of movement in the base chakra. Just breathe down into that. We'll reiterate that is aligned with your highest good at this time, that you can receive with as much ease and grace as possible. but as quickly as possible to catalyze the shift in your consciousness and be able to embody and maintain higher states of frequency in your vibratory cellular structure. Take another nice deep breath. Beautiful. And just let your heart continue to expand. And at this time, if it feels appropriate for you in the now moment, call forth your highest level support teams to start to come into your awareness, to support you, to guide you, to allow your consciousness to expand beyond any level it has prior to this moment. Recognize that the integration of all levels of your unique signature frequency back into unity, back into zero point, is always the goal as we continue to raise our consciousness and step into the truth of who we are as advanced multidimensional beings of light. You may feel quite a bit going on in the back of the head again and down the spine as we begin to unlock some of the mechanisms that keep you at a denser frequency. From the center of your heart, please breathe forth as much of your own unique signature frequency of light to penetrate and embody throughout your cellular structure. Making a much deeper connection to your own wisdom and your own truth. One more nice deep breath and allow your heart to expand to encompass your entire body in one unified field of light. Anchoring you fully into the present moment. And allowing your consciousness to expand to receive the highest level of you possible. Beautiful. Just let your body receive that. Beautiful. Okay. How are you feeling, Ian?
Probably like everyone else. just really, I can feel it in my body, but just a deep sense of relaxation has come upon me.
Good.
Yeah. Just wanting to stay in this position for a long, long, long time. It's almost like very meditative. Just want to
beautiful
soak up the energies and experience what you've just transmitted.
It is to really bring you into a very deep space of peace, of empowerment, of truth, of who you are. You are so much more than the one life stream of consciousness of being a human on this planet. It is just one very, very, very small aspect of who you truly are. And it is my honor and my privilege to help expand your awareness beyond that so that you can step into the truly advanced multidimensional being that you are as we move full speed ahead in awakening humanity. So thank you for having me here, Ian. And thank all of you for being here on this planet at this time to usher in that which we can't even fathom yet, but that we knew we were willing to come in and be a major player in bringing forth at this time in cosmic history. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Raquel, thank you so much, beautiful soul, sacred soul, for being here. You have really given us some beautiful, beautiful wisdom. Amazing truth has come through. You have helped us make more sense of what we're experiencing and given us a guidance on how we can really grow and embody the higher traits of divinity throughout this period, and just given us a really good understanding of what is going on from a much broader perspective. So it's been a wonderful show, and thank you so much for that beautiful activation that you shared with the whole tribe right now. It's a beautiful gift that you've given us. So thank you so much.
My honor, my privilege. Thank you.
All right, sweet souls, sacred souls, thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for being part of the tribe, and just showing up. I think we all know this is our time where things have shifted. We are no longer the same. And so thank you for showing up to hear the words and experience the teachings that we're here to deliver, and all to, you know, become truly one with each other, with the collective, and support each other. It's so beautiful to be here. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, we thank the Ancient Ones for being here. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love, everyone. Namaste. Bye now.